We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Memdal Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Memdal Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Shimon Bar Rebbe, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, B'machzer Gerushosai Shavlat Pogum, Lakuna. Everyone agrees that even though the child is not a mamzer, but someone who takes back his grusha, who married someone else in the interim, and now she came back and he remarried her, which is an Issa Lav, everyone agrees the B'na is Pogum. Shavla pogum lekuhuna. Man akol moedim. Who is akol moedim? Fear of Akiva. It's a vlad mamzes. Who akol moedim? So the Gemara Shimon Timni. The Afik of Shimon Timni a mamzim chayv alavin. Even though Shimon Timni established already, there's no mamzim chayv alavin. The only time he's a mamzim chayv krisis, which is a higher level of arayas. Nehi the mamzim lehava pogum lehava. Even though there's no mamzer, but a pogum she is. A pogum the child is. He or she, the child is a pogum. Now how do we know that? The is which that is now shav v'kol. Special for kohen gadol, amana is also. So this is lav. It's not a very stark lav. It's only a lav for kohen gadol, not a lav that's a lav for everyone. And still, but not pogum. The halacha is the child is a pogum. The child's ksira chalala. Let's say it's a girl. She can't marry a kohen. So zush shush shav v'kol. This is the chayv lav ramachzer gushasa. That's everyone has this issa. Ain't a din shepna pogum. Shouldn't the child be a pogum lekuna? If it's a girl, to be pogum lekuna. Rashi later on says a lot of times bina pogum means bina lav dafka, means a daughter. Lav dafka. Shouldn't the daughter also be a pogum in this case? So gemara ikla mifrach mala amonosh can he asma mischalal? No, it's kind of not good kavu chayim. Why? Amono the loch is v'amono marries a kengol. Since that alone is an iser lav. Therefore, she herself becomes mechul mekuhuna, and the nafmin is that now she can't marry a kohen anymore, and also she also cannot eat truma anymore. Masha inkein, someone who takes back his wife who is a grusha, even though it's a lav, but the halacha is that she's not posel for truma if she was a bas kohen and she went back home, she's not posel for truma, and also that's the halacha, she's not posel for truma. She doesn't become posel for that. So therefore, the cash, it's a pircha on the whole idea that she's mischalalas. She's mischalalas. Possibly kuna she was anyway because she was divorced. But that's why she's not becoming mischalal from this. But she wouldn't be mischalal even for a kohen either. Just punked. It's not negeya because she anyway can't marry a kohen because she's a grusha. But it's negeya truma. She's not mischalalas. So it's a pircha. We're saying, we want a kavacharim from Ammon. Oh, that's a lesser of a lav. And still the child is a pogum. So for sure, he has a machzor rishos, which is a bigger lav. It's a shava b'karel. Everyone has his lav. So for sure, but not pogum, we say no. Masha'inke by Amona is more chomer because there she comes mischal. Masha'inke not mischal. That's question number one on the Kavachim. Question number two on the Kavachim is Va'oid. It says in the parasha of Machzer Gerushasai, it says the lashon is Layuchal Baila Harishna Shashulcha Shuv Lekachta Liyas Leisha Achrei Hashehu Tama Ki Se'eva Hi Lefnei Hashem. And we darshan Te'eva Ksiv Ve'im Beneha Te'evim. She is a Te'eva, but her Beneha not Te'evim. She is asr to him, but her children are not, don't become, they have not become asr. That's kasha number two on this first apostate, that the children don't become tummy. Kasha number three is that her is a brisa that says clearly the child is kosher. Boy, tainut and a brisa, hamachas their grusha, so someone who takes back a grusha, vanoisa chalatsasa, someone who marries a chalutsa, vanoisa krevis chalatsasa, he marries a krevis chalatsasa. These are all chayv alavim, like we had in Amar Aleph. Rabbi Kiva, ima inla ba kedushin. There's no chalos kedushin, no tvisis kedushin, which happens to be. That's really what makes something a mamzer. There's no tvisis kedushin. So part of Rabbi Kiva shita holds that the chayv alavim. There's a mamzer of chayv alavim because he holds no tvisis kedushin. Inla ba kedushin. Vein tzricha meno get, and we don't need a get. She doesn't need a get from her because the kedushin is not typhus. She does not need a get from him. Why? Because there's no tvisis kedushin. Vehi psula, and she is posel. And Vlad is posel, and the Vlad's posel, she is posel, which means Lakayan because she's a Zaina, and the Vlad is posel because she's a Mamzer. Because in a case, this is the Gaya case, let's say, all of the cases, every posel kunat chalotzasai, but here it's posel as Zaina also. And the Vlad is posel, and the Vlad's also a posel, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. And Lefi Rash, you have to say what it means. That she is possible, even though she's anyway possible, is going on Kreva's Chalutzasai, where Kreva's Chalutzasai, there she wouldn't be possible to Kun anyway, because she's not a Chalutza, not a Grusha, and there with this, Zaina should become possible. Taisvis is Mashma, like Rashi says, other places that it means possible because of, that it's possible for Truma. Akaponim, Rav Akiva says that she is posel and the child is a mamzer. You have to make her give, you know, be mitzi, separate. The chamayim rim yeshlo b'kedushin. The ischalois kedushin by these chayv alavim. The tzurichem in a get and in a get. V'hi kasheira and she is kosher. Vlad kosher and the vlad's kosher. So it says clearly by machzor kasher. The vlad's not pogim. Vlad kosher. Why? Because the Gemara doesn't analyze this halacha. Leman, what does vlad kosher mean? Lav lekuna. Doesn't it mean lekuna? That's no bnei pogim, which means the bas can marry a kuna. So the Gemara, lo, it means lekahal. She's not a mamzer. Vlad kosher means the child's not a mamzer. He kasheiro and says about the wife itself, the grusha herself, that she's kosher leman. Ilem lekol, if lekol pshuta, mshum de zanyan, if lekol, don't you think it's znos to become pasul lekol? You don't become a mamzer just from znos. Elam malav must be lekuno. It must be she's still kosher lekuno. She's still kosher lekuno. Umidhik lekuno, vladaname kuno. And we're talking about kuno gabi her, it means vladak share lekuno also. Just like she, her kosher, but her, it means kosher lekuno. So the vlad probably means the same exact thing. The vlad means kosher lekuno. The word share means the same thing both places. So we're no. Me the area. Hakadisa, vakadisa. Gabi her, kshere means lekuno. Like gabi the child, it means kshere, it's not a mamzer. Hakinam estavra, I'll prove to you that the word, the two words by her and the child can mean different things from the resha. Hakinam estavra, Tony resha by Rav Akiva, he psul of other apostle. He psul a man. Who is she apostle to? Ilam a kakal, if it means she becomes a mamzer? No, it's a zanya. If it's love because she does not, she becomes apostle a kal? No way. El lav, it means lekuno. But Vlad apostle means what? Leman. Ilim lekuna halakal kasha v'amar akiva v'la mamzer. Mamzer mamzer. El pshita lekal. And it says the same word apostle. So in the ratio of Arakiba, it says he psula means that she's apostle lakuna. Like we said in Afkamini, it's like Avichumo, or by Krevis Chotzos, it means lakuna. But it means lakuna. She doesn't become a mamzer. Her child becomes a mamzer. See, the same word psula means different things. So in the Seif also, Kshera, the Kshera by the wife means Kshera lakuna. But by the child, it means Kshera lakahal. That's not a mamzer, but a vada is apostle. It still can say apostle. So with the ratio, so we answered the third question. We had three questions on this that we said b'nal pogim. Three questions were like this. The kavachayma, you have a pircha on. The second question was that it says, he teiva v'im b'nei teivim. That's what a child shouldn't be pogim. The third kasha was from the brice, it says kasha. So the third kasha we answered, kasha just means kasha l'kahal. That's not a mamzer. It does not mean the child is kasha l'gamri. It just means the child is kasha l'kahal. And it's not a mamzer. V'vada, it could be b'nal pogim. What about the question number two? So where it says, "V'hitevin nami," you can answer like this: "Hitevin sarasa teva." It's teaching us that if someone takes back a grusha and they have a co-wife, the co-wife is allowed to do yibum because we make a drasha. "Hitevin sarasa teva." We had this gemara before, Dafir Aleph on the base that you make a drasha. "Hitevin sarasa teva." Ava b'nei tevim, but the b'nei could be tevim. They could be pogum, but the problem is the first kasha. Ella amona kasha mala amona shkini yatsam es chalalas. We had this pirchans kavachayim where they don't bring a raiv from amona. That the b'na is pogum, so here was a b'na pogum. Amona is different. Amona, she herself becomes a chalala. But from the drasha of lo yichal zarei, we dash in two chalulim, chalulim for her and chalulim for her child. She becomes a chalala. So that kasha is already a stumper. So we have to go back and rewrite Rav Yosef's halacha. Itma hochi itma. One Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon Rabbi, Hakol Moed, everyone agrees, Bevoa Chayve Krisois, Shavla Pogum. Everyone agrees by Chayve Krisois, the child's Pogum. Now, Mana Kol Moedim. Until now, we thought everyone agrees that Chayve Krisois, the Vlad's Mamzer. So what does it mean, Hakol Moedim, Bevoa Chayve Krisois, Shavla Pogum? Mana Kol Moedim. Rabbi Shua, the Afgav don't Rabbi Shua in Mamzer from Chayve Krisos. Even Rabbi Shua says there are no Mamzerim from Chayve Krisos. Neither Mamzer lehava, Pogum miyahava. Even though there's no Mamzerim, Mamzer lehava, Pogum miyahava. There is a child is considered a Pogum. Mekavachay ma'amono lekayin gadol. She didn't see a shava koil that the lav is not a shava to everyone. Not everyone's equal in that lav. It's only if a kayin gadol still b'na pogum. Zushi sura shava koil. This isra of chayv krisis. Let's say whatever the case is, achayis ishta. Whatever the case is, this arise as chayv krisis. Everyone agree. It's shava koil and didn't shava b'na pogum. Which means like this: there's a man the Amar holds, Rav Yeshua holds that mamzer is only from chayv emisis bezdin, not from chayv krisis. He's the most makel. There's no mamzer chayv krisis. But we're saying he still will agree that the b'na is pogum from the same kavachemer ma amono, which is not such a strong lav. Still the b'na pogum for sure. Chayv krisis, which is a strong lav, which is a very strong lav, it's shav v'karl and it's chayv krisis. For sure the b'na will be pogum. And here you don't have the pircha. Here the Gemara says v'chit hemi and has a pircha ma la amono shkini asma mischalalas. that Malamana, where she herself becomes a Chalala and she can't marry a Kayin and she becomes possible Chuma. Zamar says, Hachinami, here also, if someone is Ba'a Chayav Ekrisis, they're considered a Zaina and they become possible Kuna as well and possible to eat Chuma. Hachinami, Kim Shabala Asa Zaina. Once they did this Isser of Chayav Ekrisis, the Halacha is they're considered a Zaina and the possible Kuna. Like Rashi says, also zayno pasukuna, but like elgam machzur shasa lekashlu yachid. I'm perik. I want to kind of go. Look, come on. Veim nivel apostle machzur shasa. Mishana zara and slamik karbi. You know, the only time you say that there is a din zayna is only if she was also to you all the time. A machzur shasa only came also later on. There's no din zayna there. Avada talav chayv alav. There's no din zayna to make her apostle kuna, and therefore there you had a perik. You have no perik. So it comes out like this. Maskanas the Gemara was saying like this. Why chayv alav and according to Rekiva is a mamzer. Everyone else holds the bna is kosher. It's kosher, the child. By Chayav Ekrisis, a lot of Tanoim hold it's mamzer. Fear of Yeshua, who holds that only Chayav Ekrisis bezin is a mamzer, will agree by Chayav Ekrisis, like upon him, is bna pogum, and they learn that from a kavachomer from a mono.